Andrew Jack Whitaker Jr. stepped forward today as the winner of the largest single lottery jackpot in U.S. history, $314 million. The 55-year-old construction company owner from West Virginia, who was already a millionaire, opted for a one-time payout that will total more than $170 million. Whitaker stepped onto the national stage and into the glare of television lights this afternoon, wearing his trademark black cowboy hat and an all-black suit.
I just want to thank God for letting me pick the right numbers or letting the machine pick the right numbers for me. And I want to say thanks to all my family that believes in me and everything.
Whitaker says his first order of business will be to write out three checks to his three pastors, totaling 10% of his winnings. Then he'll work on expanding his business, and he thinks his family will help him spend all that money.
It's going to really excite my granddaughter and my daughter. They're the ones that's going to be spending the money. I get my enjoyment out of them spending the money.
Family and friends often play big parts in lottery winners' plans, but those plans don't often factor in something else, trouble. Valerie Lorenz is director of the Compulsive Gambling Center in Baltimore, Maryland. She says the negative consequences of a big win often catch people off guard.
Perhaps the most devastating is the complete loss of privacy and anonymity. Their pictures will be on the front page of newspaper after newspaper. They will be asked to speak on television shows, on radio shows, and there's just a whole lot of hoopla. And, you know, soon they'll find they cannot even walk down the street without someone, even strangers, talking to them or asking them for money.
You know, there's the phrase, everybody loves a winner. I guess that's especially true for those who've won the lottery.
Well, that's good marketing strategy for the state lotteries. It happens to be not necessarily true. Certainly many family members have come to feel really bad that there is this sudden wealth that they cannot talk to one another without arguing and how it's going to be spent and how much money and what to do with family members. So it isn't necessarily always a happy occasion.
Now, what about the money itself? A lot of these lottery winners have severe financial problems. That's a bit surprising.
It is surprising that large lottery winners a few months later will again be in the newspaper, and this time because they're poverty-stricken. They have spent all the money. They continue to gamble. They possibly have become compulsive gamblers and then end up with nothing. It's very difficult to understand.
It almost seems like the lottery is as much a curse as it is a blessing.
The lottery certainly can be a curse, especially with these large wins. And ironically, in New York City, a 12-step group was started simply for large lottery winners to give each other support on how to handle this sudden wealth and sudden notoriety. It changes just everything in that individual's way of life, of thinking, of environment, of interaction with people.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Valerie Lorenz is the director of the Compulsive Gambling Center in Baltimore, Maryland.
How much is $315 million? Well, while it's more money than nearly any of us will ever see, it is not enough to make Mr. Whitaker, the lucky West Virginian, one of America's 400 wealthiest individuals. To crack that circle, according to Forbes magazine, your net worth had better be well over $500 million. $315 million is just a little less than the combined payrolls of baseball's three richest teams, or the eight teams with the lowest payrolls.
Here's another measure of the record Powerball payoff. The winner has opted for the single lump sum option of $170 million. The West Virginia state income tax bite is 6.5%, or just over $11 million. That represents a third of this year's projected state deficit.
And if Mr. Whitaker were to take the after-tax lump sum of about $111 million, give 10% of that to his church, as he says he plans to, the remainder would equal the recent auction prices for Van Gogh's portrait of Dr. Gachet, just over $80 million, plus one of Monet's water lilies, which go for about $20 million.